You're listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 5, releasing the need to be spiritual and why spirituality may be hindering your health. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 5, releasing the need to be spiritual and why spirituality may be hindering your health and wellness. This is your host, Sean Sally, and I'm so happy that you tuned in today because here's the thing. First of all, we're all spiritual beings, right? We are spiritual beings having a human experience, meaning there are aspects of us, the spiritual aspects of us, and then there's the plane of humanity, you know, that I feel is where we get to play a lot, right? Meaning, you know, we get to shape and mold the clay, if you will. And it is on this realm of the physical that, you know, we get to manifest things and bring things to fruition. And what I am noticing is that some of the spiritual teachings are training people to almost turn a blind eye to what they're feeling and almost beating themselves up for saying, well, I'm so spiritual, I've been embarking on this journey, you know, why am I still being triggered? Why am I, you know, why the negative emotions? Why are they still coming up? And I just wanted to address this very quickly. And I think the need to be spiritual, meaning the need to want to feel like, you know, you have transcended your humanness, is really inherently impossible because you are human. We are human, you know, and as human beings, we are going to be triggered because I think emotions are there really as a protective mechanism, meaning your anger is there really as a clarifying emotion for you to fiercely protect your boundaries. And anger arises when your boundaries are crossed. And at appropriate times, anger is the best emotion to bring about the most healing, right? And so, you know, to focus on love and light all the time, I think, it's inherently flawed. And I don't think it's terribly healthy, you know, to deny our emotions and to then beat ourselves up for saying, well, you know, I must not be so spiritual because I still get angry, or I must not be so spiritual because I'm still anxious. And this is how I believe spirituality may be hindering your health and wellness. Because you see, your physical body is so directly tied with your emotional body. And so when you are experiencing emotional you know, discontent, if you will, or emotional trauma, you know, your body will inevitably manifest that injury or trauma, you know, on the emotional level, right, through the physical, right? So shedding some light on this Novocaine spirituality mentality, like, okay, we're so spiritual, therefore it's just love and light all the time, really is not going to ultimately bring you liberation, because, you know, what you ignore, I mean, you can ignore it, You can be in denial, but it will come up. There is no such thing as spiritual bypass. You cannot bypass any of it, because what's not addressed will resurface. It's just a matter of time, right? And it's absolutely important for us to review, you know, these emotional, you know, whether they're traumas or events that have happened in the past that you're still carrying on, or, you know, old beliefs and conditions that have formed and shaped you in such a way that now you are unknowingly sabotaging your efforts to, you know, to become healthy. So examining, and embracing and understanding and showing compassion to ourselves, and instead of, you know, adding more anxiety and anger and frustration to the situation that's causing you anger and anxiety and frustration, you know, because you cannot be spiritual enough to say, no, it doesn't bother me. We can practice compassion and say to ourselves, well, yeah, of course I'm going to be upset. You know, I have every right to be upset when somebody crosses my boundaries. Or, you know, I have every right to feel sad. Sometimes sadness is the most appropriate emotion, you know, depending on the situation, right? And, you know, the key is not to dwell on it, but to really feel it and then heal it and then release it so that you can, so that ultimate freedom, you know, comes with that liberation. And that is the true essence of spirituality. I believe that's ultimately, you know, what we are looking to attain, and not this some sort of fantasy about not feeling any negative emotion. So on that note, whatever is coming up for you, I'd love for you to examine and take a look at, and share with me. You know, feel free to comment and let me know when you are thinking about your physical healing, your physical health and wellness. You know, what are some of the emotions that are coming up for you? I would love to hear from you, and I will do another podcast and to address the specific issues, you know, that may come up for you, and that and find ways and provide tools for you to transform and transcend and transmute those emotions, so that you can start to feel healthy again, and you will have the tools, you will understand how to handle them instead of, you know, just shoving them, like sweeping them under the rug. So, all right, you guys, leave me some comments. I would love to hear from you, and understand that love and light is all great, but sometimes darkness will actually ultimately lead us to a brighter light.
Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shan Sally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shan Sally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.